Alaska Territorial Guard members could see their military benefit payments restored by the federal government under a bill that passed the U.S. Senate last night. The Senate passed the Defense Authorization Act by a vote of 87-7. It includes an amendment by Alaska senators that would help 26 Alaska veterans who served during World War II. Earlier this year, the Defense Department moved to end their retirement payments. The Army Secretary agreed to extend them by a few months, and the Alaska legislature stepped in and authorized the state to pay them until February of next year. The Defense Authorization Bill is not a done deal. It has to be reconciled with a different version that already passed the House. The Senate version calls for nearly $680 billion in defense spending. It includes millions of dollars in capital construction funds for Alaska's military bases. Army Post Fort Richardson in Anchorage would get $43 million, and Fort Wainwright in Fairbanks $28 million for Warrior in Transition complexes. Their centers being set up throughout the country so injured and ill soldiers can go through rehabilitation and prepare to return to duty or transition to civilian life. Another $144 million would go to Fort Wainwright's aviation complexes. Elmendorf Air Force Base in Anchorage would get $25 million for a medical health clinic and aeromedical services. Other amendments in the bill relate to missile defense. An amendment proposed by Senator Mark Begich prevents a break in construction of ground-based interceptors deployed at Fort Greeley near Delta Junction until after the Missile Defense Agency finishes a review. Another would convey land from the Army to the Chilkoot Indian Association in Haines. The association would pay fair market value for it.